Today's daf from Masechet Menachot is daf Chaf Hei, and we've completed discussions about the issues of the kemetz that had to do with bitul, chaser, merubah shemen, and so on and so forth. We continue on now to other issues of bringing a kemetz where the kemetz was not completely kosher. And the first that we'd like to discuss is tumah, because tumah has a very unique, one very special attribute, and that is that the Torah appointed the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol to be meratza on tumah. We're going to look into that today. And when we say it's meratza on tumah, it doesn't mean that something that is brought with tumah is allowed to be eaten or anything like that. It means that it was meratza. As we're going to see, the Rabbanan made a gezerah, that even though, according to the Torah, it's meratza, however, if the dam, let's say, was tomei, and it's a machlokas that we're going to have today, it was done b'mezid, meaning either that the tumah was b'mezid, or the zrika was b'mezid, that's a machlokas in today's Gemara, but b'mezid, they made a knas that you're not allowed to eat the basar. Not that the basar was tummy. If the basar is tummy, you're never allowed to eat the basar. The tzitz doesn't tell you to go ahead and eat tumah. All it tells you is whether the carbon is kosher. However, the Rabbanan made a takona that if it was done by mezid, however we define that mezid, then the carbon isn't even kosher. Of course, they can't tell you to bring another carbon because then you're bringing kulin lazara. So they can't tell you that, but they can tell you it's not kosher vis-a-vis the achil, even though you'll be over on not eating, but that's a shevel task to go bring kulin lazara. Obviously, that they'll never do. That's a kumli asse. So that's the basic issue. Now, today, we want to contrast in the opening Mishnah the question of tumah of the kemetz versus a kemetz that was yotze, and to see, by using those examples, the difference, and thereby to get into the drushes, where do we get the idea? I mean, it doesn't say the verse in the Torah, what the tzitz is meratz on. It just says that where's the tzitz to be meratza to them, to be mechaper. What does that mean? That we'll get to in the Gemara. But according to the Mishnah Kadesha, we begin with nitma kometz. You went ahead and you brought the ikrivo anyway. You brought a kometz that was tummy. There the tzitz is meratza. But if yatsa hakometz, and you were makrev it anyway, there the tzitz is not meratza. Ena tzitz meratze, shatzitz meratze al hatamei, but it's not meratze al hayotze. And today we want to know how we're taking that for granted. And once again, we're going to learn, this is a lima that we've learned many times before, including back in Zvachim. And actually, we've learned it every place. It was no gei other karbonos. We learned it in Zvachim, we learned it in Psachim, we learned it in Yuma. In other words, it's the same drosha each time that is no gei tumah, and the difference between Yochid and Tzibur betumah, the difference between the Dam betumah, the Basar betumah, the difference between the tumah of the Kayin and the tumah of the Basar. All of these are the issues that once again we'll go through here. Tana Rabbanan, the Torah says, Vayal Metzach Aharon, Vinasa Aharon et Avon HaKodashim, which Avon HaKodashim? To be no say Avon, by definition, means that he can carry it off, as we would say in English.
Carry,
not some. He carries it off. Means that he can make it happen, even though it was done wrong, right?
That's I said, like, to pull it off.
Yes, yeah, so to pull it off, so you can carry it off. You don't use that in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can carry it off, no? So maybe in Canada they only pull things off. I don't know, it's like pulling teeth off.
You know, they pull things off. They pull things off.
Pull things off.
I'm good at that.
Okay, so Vanasa, as Rashi points out, means to be mechaper. Now, which of them can he be nosei? I mean, if you're going to tell me avon pigul, I don't believe that, because the Torah says Beferish goes out of its way to say that im he'achol ye'achel mi besar zevach shelamav bayom ha'shelishi lo ye'ratze. Now here we have it a little bit backwards, and we use the lo ye'chashev, which is actually, Rashi says that this is not the preferred gersa. But remember that we have remozim in that pasuk both to emachsheves chutzizmano and emachsheves chutzomekono. The Torah uses two lashonot there. Lo yeratze hamakrivoto lo yechashevlo. Okay, obviously one is referring to the pigul of chutz l'zmanoi, which is the chiyuv karet, if it's eaten. One is referring to the pigul of chutz l'mekamei, which is an isur lav. But in any event, the Torah uses two lashonot. So if we're talking about avon pigul now, avon pigul in this case is not referring to chutz lizmanai, because that's the next words. Im tomar avon notar, now obviously it can't be referring literally to avon notar, because avon notar can't, avon notar takes place after you already brought the korban, you were mechaper, and now you left something over. What kind of, you don't need it to be meratzah, it's irrelevant. Note, correct? You're looking blank. Notar will never affect the carbon. It's all ex post facto. You can't retroactively pass on a carbon by leaving it over. So whenever we use the word, just as we do in the pasuk, obviously doesn't mean you literally ate it. How in the world could a carbon be possible? Because you ate it 3 days later? Does that make sense? So clearly it's talking about you had in mind to eat it. It's a virtual achilah. Okay, then that explains why the language here is not very good. Because if you look in the pasuk, it says, "Bayom ha-shelishi lo yeratzeh." That means that the lo yeratzeh is going on chutz lizmana, which is the avay noiser, and the lo yechashev, which continues, "Amakrivato lo yechashevlo," is going on the chutz lemekomo. And over here, the Gemara reverses it. Elsewhere, the Gemara says it the correct way. In which case, it's reasonable to say that we've got things a little bit mixed up in this version over here, but. Yeah, okay, but the important thing is that on both Sugei Pigul, both Achutz Lizmanai and Achutz Lemekomai, the Torah makes a point of going out of its way to say not just don't do it, but forget about it. Lo yechashev, it's never going to count. Lo yeratzeh, it's never going to help you. Okay, so they can't be referring to that. So all that's left is Einu Nosei Al Avon Tum'ah, and I'll tell you why that makes a lot of sense, Avon Tum'ah. Because Avon Tuma, the Torah anyway, allows me lechatchila to bring Hutra Mechola B'tzibur. So if the whole Tzibur is Tame, Rova the Tzibur is Tame, so then I bring B'moado, I'm going to bring a Korban Tzibur Afilo B'tuma. So in a case where I'm not supposed to bring it B'tuma, but I do, it makes sense that that's the place the Torah was making to say, all right, you know what? You did it already. Let the Tzitz be Merat to the Avon. Yeah, we're in a case where it was a tzibur that wasn't rova tzibur, which is the equivalent of yechidim. Matkif lo Rabbi Zeira. I mean, I haven't ruled out other situations, and of course now we're touching on the case that's referred to in our Mishnah that is juxtaposed with Tuma. How about Yotze? You say, think about Yotze. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but that's the reason that we said that it was hutra. But Tzibur, but Yotze is never Hutra. So what kind of question is that? You've already now explained why it is. You preempted that question. So Ema, but we'll see in a moment that he has good reason for asking this question, because Yotze also has a very good reason why the Tzit should be Meratza on it, because Yotze is Hutra Mechlola Bebama. When it comes to Yotze, I mean, you can't say Yotze is something that is so fundamental in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's under all circumstances will pass. I mean, lechatchila, you go and you bring a carbon in Obama, b'shas heter abamot, b'shat noven givon, and Gilgal. There the Torah is set to do it. So how bad could it be? And so that's also an indication. The Torah says to do tuma b'tzibu, and it says to do yotze b'bama. So those are two things that are not so terrible. There's times where, in fact, they're meant to be done that way, no? So why do you automatically assume that all that's left after I take out Pigal of Kutzizmanai, Kutzlumekemei, well, what else is it going to be? The only thing that it could be is basically Avon Tuma. Maybe the only thing it could be is Avon Yotze. Omele Abaye, because, you see, the lashon of that pasuk, V'hoya al-Metzach Aharon, V'nasa Aharon et Avon HaKadashim, it adds at the end, V'hayal Mitzcho Tamid L'ratzon Lehem. Now, when you talk about Lerat Sonlehem, it's what it's basically saying is you have to catch the overall, the direction of this pasuk. What it's saying is that Lifnei Hashem, that type of Avon, which is Lifnei Hashem, is Lerat Sonlehem. So by definition, Yotze is not Lifnei Hashem. So there's only those things that are done in the Beit HaMikdash itself. So Lifnei Hashem, the Avon de Lifnei Hashem, yeah, that okay. But Avon Yotze, not. So the Torah went out of its way to make it clear that all that is really left is Tomei. Matkif lo Rivilo, you're looking for excuses to be Matur something else with the Tzitz. How about Smol? Cohen does something with his left hand. That passes the Avayda. Maybe the Avayin that it's referring to here, that the Tzitz and Meratza on his Smol. So imor van small. Why would I say small? Because small is just like tuma. Tuma has a place where it's hutra, but sibur. So does small. On Yom Kippur, the coin has to hold the kaf of the ketoret in one hand and the machta in the other hand. So he has no choice but to use his left hand when he's nichnas. So I said, tzutr mechlol b'yom kippur. Here's a third example. So you're telling me, basically we have three cases that are left after pigul. They're all of which have certain examples where they're hutra. Tuma, yotze, and smol. So tuma is your suggestion for the choice. I suggested yotze. You said it can't be yotze because it says asbi lifnei Hashem. But smol is lifnei Hashem, and it also satisfies the requirement of having an example where it's mutter. Afilu lechatchila. Once again, I ask you: so how bad could it be? If that's the point, how bad could it be? Then it should be meratz on it. Omale avaye. Over here, you have to have even more attuned your ear to what the pasuk is saying. When the Torah says over here, avon, it says v'nas aron et avon hakadashim. So when you're talking about an avon hakadashim, in other words, what you're saying is the avon, the thing which was always aser, that avon that at times when I was doichet for your sakes. So that's the avon that in this case wouldn't be nitcha. Nonetheless, it's buba maratza. So avon shayabo v'dichitiv. There must be a reference to something that was meant to be this way. And that would be tuma b'tzibur. So that was, there was such a thing. And I was doichet. But Yom Kippurim, I mean, there was an avon. In other words, you're saying the avon. That's the avon that you need to deal with, and that you've dealt with in other circumstances. Where did you deal with it? By Pesach Sheni? Didn't you deal with it? Over there they came and they said it's not fair, and so on and so forth. From there we learned out it was only because it was Anashim Shayutime. But if it would have been the Tzibur, it would have been... So you already dealt with this avon. I'm talking about something that is in context, not something, oh, which avon? Let's see. Must be, pick it out of a hat. Try to find the most, come on, that's not the way I'm talking to you. I'm talking about to you about something that is a problem. It's an avon, and nonetheless, it's an avon that we've dealt with in other ways. No, give me an example of that. Where was there a problem? Tuma was a problem. We deal with that problem. Is a bum a problem? It's not a problem. That's the way it is. Is small a problem? It's not a problem. That's what you're supposed to do. Here we're talking about where something is a problem. The only case you have something is a problem is tuma. And you could deal with the problem in different ways, depending whether it's ritual b'tibur, b'tibur, it's nitka b'tibur, it's a bayok, it's a retreat, it's, but that's the kind of thing that the Bozik is referring to. If you have a sensitive ear, it's clear that we're not talking about some issue out of left field.
Outside. That's
Barnea would be proud. Shame he wasn't.
He is the standard.
Okay, so Malafuki Yom Kippurim. I mean, Yom Kippurim is Heksheiro b'smol. It's meant to be with your left hand. Ravashi Omer, look, small is ridiculous. It's not even in the running. I mean, but what is it that Aaron is mechaper on? Avon HaKodashim. Is there an Avon HaKodashim b'smol? It's the Avon of the Kohen. We've got to be talking about something that's affecting the material of Kodesh, not something that the Kohen is doing wrong. What does small have to do with the kachim? It's something that is outside of the kachim itself. Lo avon ha-makdishim. Over here, it's an issue of the humans that are dealing with the kachim and not of the kachim itself. Omar le Rav Simo, b'rei de Ravidi le Rav Ashi. Ba'amri le others say, was Rav Simo b'rei de Rav Ashi le Rav Ashi. It was his own son that asked him. We still haven't handled everything, because maybe it refers to a baal mom, meaning where the carbon was a baal mom. And it's also a termichlola. There were only three things in the running. So now you reduced it to two things by taking out small. I'm bringing it back into three things in the running. Because if you've got a baal mom is also a termichlola. Where? Birds. Birds are not considered to be possible because of baal mom. The Omar Ma, because as we've seen so many times, we were derish, that since the Torah mentions the shor and the seh, all of the cases of Saruah the Kalut, all of that is a reference dafka to animals, thank you, and not to birds. It's dafka mammals. So Talmud, from there we learn Talmud v'zachrut b'veima, v'in Talmud v'zachrut b'ofot. I'll explain that. Omar Le, you know what? The Torah wanted to include that specifically, because that's why it says the same lashon by the dinim of Balmum, Bishorva says Sarua Vekalut, Lo Yeratzeh. Why does it say that? Lo Yeratzeh. Why does it say Kol Asher Balmum Lo Takrivu Ki Lo Leratzon? Those words sound familiar. The same words that we were Deicha, the Ovein of Pigel. It's exactly the same words. So it's not in the running. Same way we took out Pigel, we take out Balmum. Small is irrelevant. All that's left is the question of Yotze. Yotze, it says, that it has to be Lifnei Hashem. No. The only thing that makes sense is Avon Tuma, which is Hutra. And all the other psulim don't have an example of which. Tanur Avon. So now, let's get into the issues of the Knas that I mentioned before. Dam Shinitma. Vizorko bishogeg wurtza. Now it's not clear whether that means the zurika. The way to read it was as I just did, vizorko bishogeg, or dam shenitma vizorko bishogeg wurtza. If the tuma had been bishogeg, then it's muratza. Bemezid lo wurtza. That's not clear. We're going to see that's a machlok. But clearly, that din the Torah is not machalik between shogeg bemezid. That's a din in knas, as we'll see. Bamed devarim amurim biyachid. Avo b'tzibur, bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid hurtza. The Torah, the dafka, allows the tzibur to bring betuma, and it's always going to be merutza yidei the tzitz. But that's only by Yisro. By an Ovid Kerchovim, it's never merutza. And that's not a derabbanan, that's a deoraita. We know that an Ovid Kerchovim is allowed to send his korbanot. That we learned out from Ish. Ish. Asher Yakriv Korbano, including an Ovid Kochavim. So suppose it was the Dam was Tameh. And we went ahead and we reserved the Dam. Can the Kohanim eat from such a Korban? Would we be bringing up the rest of that Korban on the Mizbeach? Assuming that he can only bring an Oila, which is also true according to Maman D'Omer, how we paskin. So there, the halacha is, it's Zamaratz at all. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. Now, of course, b'ratzon means b'mezid, but to juxtapose ones, where you're forced, we say b'ratzon. To juxtapose to shogeg, we say b'mezid. But basically, since it says in the Torah, l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem, lahem means lahem v'lo la'akum. So there's lo hurtza. Now, the problem is that here it's only referring to dam. Dam shenitma. Suppose something else was nitma, then that doesn't come into the issue of the tzitz at all. That's the implication of the opening of the braita. The problem is that v'ramini, we have another braita that seems to ignore shogeg amezid, seems to ignore the object of the tuma, alma hatzitz meratzeh, al hadam, vi al habasar, vi al hachelev, shenitma bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. My God! The first bright that goes out of its way to be b'chalik b'chud yachid b'tzibur. To tell me that it's dafka on the tzibur that we would say whether it's b'mezid or b'shogeg. On the yachid, then we're kenesim, that it's not considered to be meratzah. No. And here it's saying it doesn't matter if it's yachid, tzibur, it's always meratzah, and forget about it, it's not a meratzah on the dam, it's also meratzah on the boser. Now remember, as I explained before, when we say it's meratzah on the boser, we don't mean you're allowed to eat the boser. Of course you're not allowed to eat the boser. We say it's deicha, the yisr tum on the boser. What we mean is that in terms of various issues, for instance, suppose you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, main boser, in dam. Was this a proper zrika? Yes, it's a proper zrika. What about lagabe the din of me'ila? Will this zrika be motzi midei me'ila? Yes, it'll motzi midei me'ila, and so on. So it is no geya whether the basar was considered to be a proper carbon. It doesn't mean it's necessarily no geya, the heter of achila. So even if we refer to basars, we will later on as achilais. It doesn't mean literally in terms of eating. It's a reference to Achilles Boser versus Emurim. That's a little bit confusing. So remember, there's a lot of issues that are Nogei the Boser short of the issue of Achilles itself. Omer of Yosef, there's really no problem. The Braitot certainly cannot agree with each other. But we know that there's a machloket and a lokashim. Or Rabbi Yossi or Rabbanan. Look, there's obviously a machloket about this issue because the Tanya. In a similar case, where we also have the question whether Rabbanan would have created a knas when something was done knowingly, be'isr, when it comes to heter of kachim. So here it says, ein tormin minata me'ala tahor. Same question, but again, tuma. So halacha is that you're not allowed to take off truma from something that is tamei to give the kohen unusable truma and try to be matir things which are Torah with that truma. Ve'im toram, but if you went ahead and did so. So bishogeg trumato truma. Since it says v'lo tisu alav chet. So the Torah says v'lo tisu alav chet ba'arim chem et chelbo mimenu. This implies that if it's done wrong, it's still truma. Because if it wasn't truma, how could you be able to say a chet? I mean, you didn't do anything wrong. You attempted to do something wrong. Torah never calls the attempt to do something wrong chet. So therefore, it must be that indeed you did it wrong. The truma is chal. Except that it was chal with the wrong things. You're supposed to take off the best. Not tamei hatar. Not junky produce for good produce. So therefore, midiorite, that's definitely truma. But if he was Tayrim, so Bishogeg, Trumato Truma, Bemezid, Ein Trumato Truma. So the question is, Ein Trumato Truma might mean does not have a din of Truma to be Mater Shirayim, but it certainly has an Isser of Truma on it. Fine, okay, that's a Machloket in the Gemara Yevamot. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and here's where we come to see the Machloket. Rabbi Yossi says, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid, Trumato Truma. So what do you see from there? That according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't have a knas. If we don't have a knas, then that would explain the second brayta. Second brayta that says, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid, it's clearly going only with Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds, same way we're not kenes betruma, we're not kenes bakachim. Yeah, that's all very nice. But you're forgetting the other issue. The other issue is that in that second brayta, it mentioned not only the dam, it mentioned the basar. And I mentioned the chela. I mean, that doesn't work out like Rabbi Yossi. You're only focusing on one of the issues that were contrasted between the first bright and the second bright. So which issue? The issue of knas. But whether the tzitz is meratza, where the buzzer is tameh, where, I mean, alma tzitz meratza, al adam, shenitma, ben bishogeg, ben bemezid. But here it's al adam, al buzzer, al chela. And that, unfortunately, it would have been very nice. We could have answered it easily if the only contradiction was in terms of the knas. The problem is that Rabbi Yossi does not hold about the other part of the brayta. How could be the author of the brayta? Did you ever hear Eimah d'Shamet and Rabbi Yossi? What did you hear from Rabbi Yossi? That he doesn't hold of a knas. Amazing. Nu. D'meratza tzitz alachilot mishamatle. Did you ever hear that Rabbi Yossi holds that the tzitz would be meratz? And again, alachilot does not mean that you're allowed to eat it. That's not the point. You're not allowed to eat it. But the question is, if the basar is tameh, is it considered to be a kosher zarika? Let's say all that was left was the oilin were lost. All that's left now is the basar. Can I be zarik the dam on that basar, where the basar is tameh? That's the question. That we're calling achilot. Rashi says, why is it called achilot? To differentiate it from the emurim. So I just would have said basar. You would have said, oh, basar meaning for the mizbeach. No, I mean basar for the kayani. Right? That's how, but it doesn't mean you're allowed to eat it, of course. Lamaisa, Rashi learns we want a bedavka talk about the achilot as opposed, I mean, there were two issues. It was only the achilot. It also said on the chela, shenitma ben bishogeg ben bemezid, which it didn't say in the first bright. So why doesn't it point out the chela part? Because the chela, Rashi says, everybody agrees that tzitzis marat, which as Tosas points out, is not true. There is a machloket. But afapik, in order we're focusing on this, maybe because I'll leave it a kulei alma, but certainly not. It's not true there's no machloket at all. It says Rashi was not medaktik here. Okay. Next time around, maybe we'll get to discuss that issue. Maybe in the Matif to the Rakia, I should hope we'll continue to have
that. Oh, I understand. That.
I understand, but I'm just saying eventually we should be able to learn this, you know, for eternity. Yeah. It depends how well we do it the first time around.
But then we can do it again.
Then we can do it again.
It's a shame.
So therefore, we got a problem because Atani Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hatzitz Meratzel Achilot. Oh, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Hatzitz Meratzel Achilot. That is very inconvenient because Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that we're not kenes. Okay, so fine. You know what? Switch it around. Why not just say Rabbi Yossi says that tzitz is meratzel achilot, Rabbi Eliezer says tzitz is not meratzel achilot, and then everything works out fine. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Hatzitz Meratzel Achilot. Rabbi Yossi Merat Sitz Merat Zalakilot. Matkeflor of Sheshet. What do you mean, switch it around? You can't switch it around. Mi Matzit Afachtala. We know for a fact that that is not correct, because Vatanya, Yochol Basar Shenitma. You might think that if the Basar became Tomei before Zrikat Damim. Now, the truth is, as Rashi points out, the Braita in the Torah Kohanim couldn't care less about whether the Basar was Nitma. This is an insertion from later on. The bright and tart konim, which Rashi says is cleaner, that's his language, cleaner. It has less confusion in it. The clean brighta is that yochol basar lifnei zrikat damim, not because it's tummy. It's tam basar, it isn't roy yet lachila, because you need zrikat adam for achila. So you might think that if a kohen eats it, or someone, if it's talking about kosher kalim, eats it betubat haguf, so you chayavin alei mishum tumah. Talmud lomar kol tahor yochal basar. Look at the way the Torah puts the isser of achilas basar betumat haguf. First, kol tahor yochal basar, and then vanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlimim hashel Hashem. So in other words, only that basar which would have been included in kol tahor yochal basar, when is that? After Zrika. Before Zrika, there's no heter. So therefore, the Torah puts it together in that way to juxtapose. Look, if the tahor could eat this basar, then vanefesh asher tochal v'tumato alav v'nichrata. But if the tahor could not eat this basar, it's not kol tahor yochal basar, for whatever reason, so then there would be no din of a tumato alav v'nichrat. Therefore, we read this hanitar l'taurin, that type of basar, which would be allowed to be eaten by taurin, then v'ir chayav in alav mishum tuma karet. But if it's eino nitar l'taurin, ein chayav in alav mishum tuma. Now, so far we have no problem, right? There's a long brayta before we get to our problem, which we're saying you can't be mapechet. Okay, now, eino, continues the brayta, maybe it would mean that ne'echal le'tahorin chayavin alav mishum tumah, v'she'eino ne'echal le'tahorin ein chayavin alav mishum tumah. Let me broaden this question and forget about the question of zrika. How about basar that was lun or yotze? Now that basar is certainly not ne'echal le'tahorin. It did have perhaps a shat heter le'tahorin. But at this moment, look, you're saying only if it's lifnei zrika. I mean, remember, that's a very telling comment, because when you say lifnei zrika, what you're saying is, look, if it once was mutter, if afterwards something else went wrong, say it's lun. So then, if it was yotze, that wouldn't matter. Over there, you'd still be chayav karet. How do you know that? It says kol tahor, only if a tahor can eat it, then your chayav is a tamei. So maybe even if subsequently it became eino ne'echal, the otziani even lan v'yotze. No, that's why it says beferish abasar sheyigav kol tahor yochal basar. So there it says asher nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher laHashem. What's that asher laHashem? Anything which was asher laHashem. So it had that moment of heter. That's a ribui. Oh, so it's a ribui. So maybe even if it was pidul, maybe even if it was chutz lezmana, which here we're going to call notar. But we don't mean notar. We already talked about that. Yoko shani marvet tapigul, tapigulin, notarot. Notarot? Wait a minute. Notarot is lan. That's what we just talked about. Can't mean literally notarot. No, I mean afa pigulim. Let's include pigulim of a pigul chutz lezmano as the notar, which you just said is okay. Kinotarot. You said riba. Okay, so let's be marva. Even pigul. Of course, the problem with pigul is that it did not have a shat heter, because pigul you did b'shat zrika was already pigul. So then it would be the equivalent of lifnei zrika. So maybe we should be marva even that. Talmud lomar. Oh, no. It has to be mizevach hashlamim, meaning it's a usable zevach hashlamim, correctly. So that's a miyut. How do you know what to be marba, what to be motzi? Obviously we know, but we'll let the brayta talk it out. So if you have, on one hand, you have a ribui, which is the asher l'ashem, and on the other hand, you have a miyut, which is mizevach ha-shlamim. So ma ra'ita l'rabot et elu, why are you including the cases of the yotze, the case of the lan, and you're being marba, and you're being motzi, the cases which are pigulim, and they're not considered to be chayim? Because achash riba katuv miyet. Use your brains. And obviously, it's leaving it up to you to use a sfora. So amrit marba niyat elu shaitalem shata kosher. Anything that had a shata kosher lifnei Hashem is included. And that means that if someone tummy b'tumat aguf eats it, that's included in the overall sense of kol Torah yochal basar. He could have eaten it. He didn't eat it fast enough, new mela. But he could have eaten it. Now it's too late. It was already yotze. Now it's too late. It was already lan. But the pigle was never motzi on yetelo shalaita mashata kosher. Now, if you want to include it, so then you should ask v'im tomar, so then why, if basar, which became tame before zrikas adam, and you eat it after zrikas adam. See, now you see how it became confused at the beginning of the bright. If the basar never had a shas heter, because over here you did the zrika, but you did the zrika when it was tame. And yet, over there you weren't motzi that case. Because if you it says over here, if you ate it liachar zrika, you would be chayev. How could you be chayev if it never had a shas heter? Why isn't that included in pigulim? Why is that included in lan v'yotze to tell me that you would be chayev by eating it b'tumat aguf? If you ask me that question, says the Braita, I'll give you a very simple answer. It's bishum tuma is bipnei shat tzitz meratza. So the tzitz would be meratza in that case. Uh-oh. What is that case now? That is the case of al ha'ochlim, right? Al ha'necholim. That's what we're talking about over here. Isn't that, that's the case. So you said, this is the tzitz is meratza al ha'chilot. Not that you're allowed to eat it, but it's meratza al ha'chilot, that it should be considered to be a valid part of the carbon. That would be as if there was a real zrika on it. What do you mean? No zrika was tummy. Ah! But the tzitz makes it that there was a zrika. So legabe what? Legabe a number of issues, as we spoke about before. Not that it's mutter to eat it. But that A, somebody betumas aguf is chayev, to take off the chiyev of me'ila, that it should be considered to be roi for zrika, leave it to Rabbi Yeshua if it's, you only had a kesayit of basar tame left, etc., etc. But not that you can eat it. There's plenty of technical issues where we need to determine that the tzitz would be meratze for the dam on an achila where the basar is tame, you see. So then if it was eaten betumat aguf for the kohen, even though it wasn't allowed to eat it betahira, he would be chay. Okay, now, think for a moment. This is my kasha. You want it to be mahapech the girsa. Then you're going to be in big trouble with this braita. Because who is the one who says that ein zrika bo elat liyotze? Because I got a problem for you. See, it's all very nice to talk about the case of lan and yotze. Until you got to the question of what happens if it was tamei lifnei zrika. And that's the only case that you have. Im tomar, if you're going to ask me, what are you going to do about nitma lifnei zrika? And what about the case of yotze lifnei zrika? Will the zrika be? I mean, there's another question. Not tzitz, but is zrika mo'elet liyotze? Remember that big machloket? Is something which is yotze considered to have had the zrika performed in terms of being motzi midei me'ila and so on? So you have exactly the same question with yotze that you have with tuma. One would be the zrika is me'elas because the tzitz is baratz al achilas. The other one would be the zrika is me'elas because anyway zrika is me'elas liyotze. That's a machloket that we had often. And who is the one that says that Izrik is not mo'elet b'yotzei? That's Rebbe Eliezer. And what does he say over here? Tzitz is meratz al achilas. But you, very brilliantly, switched it around so that it would be Rebbe Yossi who says that tzitz is meratz al achilas. And now you worked it out so brilliantly that you made Rebbe Eliezer be a contradiction to himself, which is obviously ridiculous. So we need to go back to the way we had it originally. It's Rabbi Eliezer who says that the tzitz is meratz al achilas. And therefore the girsa was correct. Rabbi Yossi holds ena tzitz meratz al achilas. But then, how do we explain the two braita? Because we're looking for a solution in which the mandi omer of the second braita holds not only that the Rabbanan are not kenes, even where it's done b'mezid, but he also has told the Tzitzim Ratzon Achilas, we never found such a Mandi Omar anywhere, because Rabbi Yossi was not that Mandi Omar, as I just showed you. Elam Rechist, okay, fine. You insist on having it your way, so I'll insist on having it my way. You're right. We won't be Mahapech, okay? The two Braitot represent the Sheet of the Rabbanon versus not Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Eliezer right here. Ha. So, Ha Rabbanon, and we'll have to say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Rabbanon were not Kenes B'mezid. Because after all, he is the author of the Shita that says that the Tzitzis were not Tzalakilas. So probably he's also the author of the other part of the second writer, which is that the Rabbanon are not Kenes. And Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Bezid, the Tzitzis Meratza. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Where do you get that from? I mean, Eimah the Shamet and Rabbi Eliezer did Meratza Tzitzis al Achilites. All you've been able to show me is that it happens to be that that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. That was Lagabi the other issue, the boss. But how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Dolokonis? Did he ever say Dolokonis? That you're jumping to conclusions? And you're claiming, well, second Bryce, it says, even B'mezid, Tzitzis Meratza is Rabbi Eliezer. I didn't hear of Rabbi Eliezer saying such a thing anywhere. Well, says the Gemara, maybe you didn't hear it, but it's obviously there because we do hear it. Ki ech the shamat el Rabbi Yossi, same way you heard it about Rabbi Yossi. Didn't you hear it like Rabbi Eliezer? To tell you Rabbi Eliezer on there. Remember back in the case of Truma? And that was the source of the whole issue. Aliba to Rabbi Yossi, right? You said that according to Rabbi Yossi, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Truma. Aim of the Shamit said over there, Rabbi Eliezer says the same thing. Ah, now I have a question I could have asked you earlier. Maybe that's only by Truma, where the Isser is a Kal. I mean, that's not as bad as doing an Isser by Kachim, isn't it? I mean, maybe that's because Truma is Kila. But Kachim, the Chamir, and the Shamat life? Well, maybe you didn't hear it beferish. But let me tell you something. You heard it first here. Remember that. How do I know you heard it first here? Because we don't have any choice. Because if it's not Rabbi Eliezer, it isn't anybody. And we just showed it's not Rabbi Yossi. It's obviously not the Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan hold you are kind of. And therefore, all that's left, it can't be Rabbi Yossi because he holds it Tzitzis Meratza al Achilas. So now the only one that it could be is Rabbi Eliezer holds it Tzitzis Meratza al Achilas, who does hold to some extent Lokonis by Truma. I mean, if you want to be obstinate about it and insist that, well, he doesn't hold that you're not Kenes by Kachim, yeah, well then I'll say to you, so who? So who is this brighter than this second brighter? But obviously somebody holds two things, that the tzitz is not Meratza al Achilot, is Meratza al Achilot, and that there's no knas. Now the only one that fits the bill, darn it, is Rabbi Eliezer. So don't come make me trouble and say, prove it. I mean, it's not as if you have any indication that he holds otherwise. So there's this additional detail. I'm saying, look, it's the only thing that fits. It's got to be Rabbi Eliezer. Because in King Haman Tarmi, who are you going to say is the author of this bright? I mean, you're making it impossible. Ravina says, you know what? Can we drop this whole approach? It has nothing to do with the machlok. There's no machlok. What you forgot was that there's a tremendous amount of ambivalence in the way the Braita mentioned the Shogeg and the Mezid. Is there not a difference between the original Tuma being B'Shogeg or B'Mezid and between the act of the Zrika being B'Shogeg or B'Mezid? Now, at the time that it was Nitma, I mean, over there, whatever happened, happened. It's not Nogea doing an Isser in terms of the actual Hakrovas and Kutchin. So maybe there's two different dinim. I mean, maybe what you say is like this, that if the Tuma occurred, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, then that's the meaning of the second Braita. The Tuma happened, either B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, it's words. But as far as the Kohen who does the Isser of Zerika, of something Tomei that it wasn't supposed to do, because the Tzitz is only Meratz if it's done, but not to tell you to do it L'chatchila, if it's B'Yochid. So there, if he does it, Zerikato, the Zerika per se, B'Shogeg is Hurtza, but B'Mezid is Lo Hurtza. Now that makes a heck of a lot of sense. There doesn't have to be any Machloket. We have one bright that it's talking about where the Tuma was B'Mezid, and that everybody would be made of the Tzitzis Meratza. And the other one is talking about where the Zerika was done B'Mezid, and maybe everybody is made of that there would be a Knaz. Maybe because Kachim is Chomer, even those who weren't Kenes Petruma would be Kenes Ovir by Kachim. I don't know, but it has nothing to do with the issue. Rav Shila says, you know, that's brilliant. There's only one minor problem. You got it backwards. But the approach is 100%. Boom. The difference is whether the Tumah was B'Shogeg or B'Mezid or whether the Zerika was B'Shogeg or B'Mezid. But in the other direction, it's that, says Rav Shila, the Zerika Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid was Hurza. But if the original Tumah, you didn't care about Kachin, and you allowed it to become Tumi B'Mezid, then it's Lo Hurza. That's the difference, not the way that you had it. So it's not the hakrovat and the mizbeach that you have to be more makpid on. It's the way in which kachim are treated that you have to be more makpid on. And therefore, the tumah should never have been allowed. And when it says shenitma, then we're talking about shenitma, they're bishogeg words of amazed low words. The language does not work out really great, because how do you explain, according to Rav Shila, the language that says, Shenitma bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid? That sounds like the Tumah. That's the lashon of the first braita, huh? Of the second braita, Shenitma bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. No, that means, okay, Shenitma, then it was b'shogeg. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. He did the zrika. That's how to read it. But what type of nitma? Nitma b'shogeg. Okay, and it's also not mashma, tashma. Dam shenitma v'zorko b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. B'shogeg b'mezid, that's mashma d'zrika. No. Okay, come on. Dam shenitma uzorko bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid d'zrika. Then, if it had been nitma b'shogeg, it's hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. That's how to read. It's a little bit tough, but what can you do? So, I mean, the only way we're going to get away with the question of the original shogeg is by some twisting of the language. So when it says shenitma bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, we'll have to say nitma b'shogeg, but the zrika was bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Same thing would be true over here. Dam shenitma, and then the zrika dafka b'shogeg? No. Dam shenitma depends whether it was nitma b'shogeg or b'mezid, but the zrika could have been bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. So we got to massage it a little bit according to Rav Shila. All right, so what we've come out, let's just do what we came out with over here. We know that the Torah leaves things rather ambiguous with the meaning of the Nasa'a Aharon et Avon HaKadoshim. We don't know which Avon HaKadoshim. Now, by the process of elimination, we ended up with the understanding of it could only be Tumah. Because if you take all the Avonot HaKadoshim, we need to find the ones that the Torah was less makbid on. Now, the only ones that the Torah was less makbid on is Tumah, because it was Hutra B'tzibur. We also have Yotze, because it was Hutra B'bama. We also have Smol, because the small was Hutra B'Yom HaKippurim. Now, if we take a look at all those cases, and we have Balmum, which is Hutra B'Ofot. If we take all of those cases, the only one that makes any sense is the one that is Tumah, Hutra B'Tzibur. Why? Well, remember, we certainly can't talk about Pigulim and Notar on all of those cases. We use the Lashon of the Lo Yeratzeh or the Lo Yechashev, and Balmum also, it says the same thing, Lo Yeratzeh, Lo L'Ratzon Yelachem, same language. Those are excluded by the Torah. Out of the three that are left, when we're talking about the Avon HaKadoshim, it has to be something that's an Avon. Now, the other case is small on Yom Kippur is the Chatchila. It's not an Avon. It's not an Avon that we need to deal with on some level. We don't need to deal with it. So it's kosher Chatchila. Same thing is true of the Boma. The Boma is the way it's supposed to be. It's not an Avon. So the only case that could be left is the Avon, which is Tumah. Now, the other question that was raised was that in the Braita, we discovered that even though the Mishnah keeps it very simple, in the Braita, we start talking about issues that were unclear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said Nitma. It didn't say what was Nitma. And the Mishnah did not make any distinction between Shogeg and Mezid. In the Braitot, we have two Braitot, one of which introduces the difference between Shogeg and Mezid, but it's still ambiguous, because we don't know whether Shogeg or Mezid means the Tumah occurred b'Shogeg or b'Mezid, or the Zerika was done b'Shogeg b'Mezid after the Tumah occurred. That's not clear. But Braita, first Braita we meet, says that even though that's all very nice, but you're right, the Rabbana made a knas. If it was done b'Mezid, whatever, however we define that Mezid, if it was done b'Mezid, then it was not Meratz. So you would not be allowed to eat the Basar, which was Tahar, when the case with the Dam was Nizr, where the Dam was Tumah.
It's not Meratz at all,
it's Chila. Well, it's Meratz because you can't bring another carbon, because obviously. But it's not Meratz in terms of your ability
to use the carpet.
Mid-Rabba. Okay, so that introduced the question of konis. There needs to be a mandiyama that holds we're konis. Now, we have another braita that contradicts that. That braita, on the one hand, says that the tzitzit would be maratza anyway. It doesn't matter if it was done b'shogeg, done b'mezid. But on the other hand, it also is marbe, not only dam that was nitma, which was the only thing mentioned in the first braita, but even the baser that was nitma, which is called achilot. Again, not in the sense of allowing you to eat the baser, but in the sense of considering the zrika to have been done. So, to have been done, meaning in terms of me'ila, so there's no me'ila on it, to have been done in terms of, even though there was no emurim, but if there was a kezias of this kind of baser, even though the baser was tamei, then the carbon was actually kosher, you can't bring another carbon, and so on. But not legabi, the actual eating of it. So we ended up with a contradiction of two issues. Is the tzitz meratza even where the baser is tamei, or only where the dam is tamei? Furthermore, is there a knas, which was the case of Liba the first brighter, is there not a knas, which is the case of Liba the second brighter? Now, it turns out that we do know of an actual machlokas between the Rabbana and both two other shitas, Rabbi Yossi and, it turns out, Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to Truma. So if somebody was tearing from Tomei on Torah, which is an Isser, is it considered to be min Rabbanan, a useless Truma, and you'd have to go and take the Truma again? So we tried to extend that to the dinner over here and make that the source of the machloket about whether it's konis or not konis, which gave us two options. We could have, in the end, either the brighter that says lo konis would be going aliba those who are lo konis by truma, either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Eliezer. The brighter that was konis was going aliba the rabbanon said the were konis by truma. But then the Gemara pointed out, but you're also going to have to fit in this other question. Maybe you hold konis, but what would you hold about the issue of the baser being tamei, which is also a difference between the first brighter and the second brighter? By working it out that it can't possibly be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi actually holds that the achilot are not considered to be the emuratza here, right? Einatzitz. So if einatzitz maratza, we were left only a little bit of Rabbi Eliezer who holds that it is maratza on achilas. But the way we proved it was because it's Rabbi Eliezer who holds that the tzitz is maratza. Bedavka, he's the one that says the tzitz is maratza on is maratza on tumas, but that the zrika is not maratza yotze. That was one of the reasons that it was considered to be without a hetashas hetarach. That was a tangent, only to prove who is the author of the braita. But in the end, we worked it out that the tzitz may be maratza even drabona, if you hold that we're not kainis. The tzitz may be maratza even on baser. Now it turns out for three things it would be maratza hos. A, which was the final case that we had, again, not to eat the baser, but to make the baser the equivalent of having had a shata kosher, so that kol tahor yochal basar would actually include baser that was nitma before the zrika, because the zrika was matir in a theoretical sense, to be a chiev if you eat it betumas aguf. B, to take off me'ila. C, aliba the Rabbi Yoshua, who holds in basar in dam. So in a case where you lost the emurim and all you're left with is basar tameh, the zrika on that basar tameh would be considered to be a valid zrika. Okay. And furthermore, we ended up with the machloket about whether there's a kanas, even if it's done b'mezid, only if it's done b'mezid, not if it's done b'shogeg. And at the end, we had a machloket about the kanas that does occur when it's done b'mezid. Is that when the tuma occurs b'mezid, as Reb Shila holds? Or is it where the zrika was done b'mezid, as Reb Chanina holds? So as Ravina holds. So that is another, again, side machloket. And now we have a clear understanding of the three dargas. The Mishnah, which simply told us the din d'oraita, didn't tell us on what, and didn't tell us b'shogeg b'mezid. First braita, which tells us on what, dam, and only if it's b'shogeg. And the second braita, which says no on anything, even on the bus or on the emuri, and even if it's done b'mezid, there's no class at all. Okay? All right, so what we've come out, let's just do what we came out with over here. We know that the Torah leaves things rather ambiguous with the meaning of the Nasa'a Aronet Avon HaKadashim. We don't know which Avon HaKadashim. Now, by the process of elimination, we ended up with Chatchila with the understanding of it could only be Tumah. Because if you take all the Avonot HaKodashim, we need to find the ones that the Torah was less makbid on. Now, the only ones that the Torah was less makbid on is Tuma, because it was Hutra B'tzibur. We also have Yotze, because it was Hutra B'bama. We also have Smol, because the Smol was Hutra B'Yom HaKippurim. Now, if we take a look at all those cases, and we have Balmum, which is Hutra B'Ofot. If we take all of those cases, the only one that makes any sense is the one that is Tuma, Shutra B'Tzibur. Why? Well, remember, we certainly can't talk about Pigulim and Notar on all of those cases. We use the Lashon of the Lo Yeratzeh or the Lo Yechashev, and Balmum also, it says the same thing, Lo Yeratzeh, Lo L'Ratzon Yelachem, same language. Those are excluded by the Torah. Out of the three that are left, when we're talking about the Avon HaKodashim, it has to be something that's an Avon. Now, the other case is small on Yom Kippur is the Chatchila. It's not an Avon. It's not an Avon that we need to deal with on some level. We don't need to deal with it. So it's kosher Chatchila. Same thing is true of the Boma. The Boma is the way it's supposed to be. It's not an Avon. So the only case that could be left is the Avon, which is Tuma. Now, the other question that was raised was that in the Braita, we discovered that even though the Mishnah keeps it very simple, in the Braita, we start talking about issues that were unclear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said Nitma, didn't say what was Nitma. And the Mishnah did not make any distinction between Shogeg and Mezid. In the Braitot, we have two Braitot, one of which introduces the difference between Shogeg and Mezid, but it's still ambiguous, because we don't know whether Shogeg or Mezid means the Tuma occurred by Shogeg or by Mezid, or the Zerika was done by Shogeg or Mezid after the Tuma occurred. That's not clear. But first Braitot we meet says that even though that's all very nice, but you're right, the Rabbanah made a Knas. If it was done by Mezid, whatever, however we define that Mezid, if it was done by Mezid, then it was not Meratz. So you would not be allowed to eat the Basar, which was Tahar, when the case with the Dam was Nizr, where the Dam was Tomei.
It's not Meratz at all.
Well, it's Meratz because you can't bring another carbon, because obviously. But it's not Meratz in terms of your ability to use the carbon. Mid-Rabba. Okay, so that introduced the question of Kanis. There needs to be a mandiyama that holds with Kanis. Now, we have another Braita that contradicts that. That Braita, on the one hand, says that the tzitzit would be Meratza anyway. It doesn't matter if it was done by Shogeg, done by Mezid. But on the other hand, it also is Marve, not only Dam that was Nitma, which was the only thing mentioned in the first Braita, but even the Basar that was Nitma, which is called Achilot. Again, not in the sense of allowing you to eat the Basar, but in the sense of considering the Zrika to have been done. So, to have been done, meaning in terms of Me'ila, so there's no Me'ila on it, to have been done in terms of, even though there was no Emurim, but if there was a Kezias of this kind of Basar, even though the Basar was Tamei, then the carbon was actually kosher, you can't bring another carbon, and so on. But not Megabi, the actual eating of it. So we ended up with a contradiction of two issues. Is the Tzitz Meratza even where the Basar is Tamei, or only where the Dam is Tamei? Furthermore, is there a Knas, which was the case of Liba the first Braita, or is there not a Knas, which is the case of Liba the second Braita? Now, it turns out that we do know of an actual machlokas between the Rabbana and both two other shitas, Rabbi Yossi and, it turns out, Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to Truma. So if somebody was tearing from Tomei on Torah, which is an Isser, is it considered to be min Rabbanan, a useless Truma, and you'd have to go and take the Truma again? So we tried to extend that to the din over here and make that the source of the machloket about whether it's konis or not konis, which gave us two options. We could have, in the end, either the Braita that says lo konis would be going, Aliba, those who are lo konis by Truma, either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Eliezer. The Braita that was konis was going, Aliba, the Rabbanan said the word konis by Truma. But then the Gemara pointed out, but you're also going to have to fit in this other question. Maybe you hold konis, but what would you hold about the issue of the Basar being Tomei, which is also a difference between the first Braita and the second Braita. By working it out, we were left only at Aliba, Rabbi Eliezer, holds the tzitzit meratza on achil. In the end, we worked it out that the tzitzit may be meratza even to Rabbanan, if you hold that we're not kainis, the tzitz may be meratza even on boser. Now it turns out for three things it would be meratza hos. A, which was the final case that we had, again, not to eat the boser, but to make the boser the equivalent of having had a shata kosher, so that kol tahor yochal basar would actually include boser that was nitma before the zrika, because the zrika was matir in a theoretical sense, to be a chiev if you eat it betumas aguf. B, to take off me'ila. C, aliba the Rebbe Yoshua, who holds in basar in dam. So in a case where you lost the emurim and all you're left with is basar tame, the zrika on that basar tame would be considered to be a valid zrika. Okay. And furthermore, we ended up with the machloket about whether there's a kanas, even if it's done b'mezin, only if it's done b'mezin, not if it's done b'shogeg. And at the end, we had a machloket about the kanas that does occur when it's done b'mezin. Is that when the tuma occurs b'mezin, as Reb Shila holds, or is it where the zrika was done b'mezin, as Reb Ravina holds? So that is another, again, side machloket. And now we have a clear understanding of the three dargas. The Mishnah, which simply told us the din d'oraita, didn't tell us on what, and didn't tell us b'shogeg b'mezin. First braita, which tells us on what, dam, and only if it's b'shogeg. And the second braita, which says no on anything, even on the basra and the emuri, and even if it's done b'mezin, there's no class at all. Okay? Nitmam hakomets v'ikrivo atzitz meratze yatsa v'ikrivo in atzitz meratze. Shatit Maratella Tame, Veno Maratella Yotse, Tonorabona. Vidasa runneth Avona Kadashim. Which Avon is this referring to? Im Tomar Avon Pigul, that's ridiculous. It says Loyer Atse. Im Tomar Avon Notar, that's crazy. It says Loyer Hashem. Aino no se, Ela Avon Tumashu Tramechala Bitsibu. Matki Flora Bizera. How do you know? Maybe it's Avon Yotse. Which is also Utamecholo Bevama. Amalai Abayim. Amar Akral Ratzon Lem Lifnei Hashem. Only Avon de Lifnei Hashem. Not an Avon of Yotze. Not Kifar Revila. Maybe it's Avon Small, which is Utamichol B'Yom HaKippurim. Amalai Abayim. The Pasuk is saying Avon. That means an Avon that's there, but I'm being doyeched. But that's not Yom HaKippurim. There's no Avon there at all. There it's the Hefsher is B'smaller. Ravashi Amar. Forget about small. Avon HaKodashim, not Avon of the Kohanim, the Magdishim. I'm going to read Simo, Breda Ravidi, the Ravashi, or sometimes Ripsim, his own son. Breda Ravashi, the Ravashi. Maybe it's Avon of the Balmu, or Utur Mikol HaBofot, Yom HaMar, Tamut V'Zachrut B'Veima, Ve'im Tamut V'Zachrut B'Ofot. Omar Le, Alecha, Omar Kro, Lo Yeratze, and Kilol Ratzon Yelacha. Tonu Rabbana, Dam Shiditba, Vizoriko, Bishogeg Urza, Bebezid Lo Urza. Of course, that could mean Dam Shinitma, Vizoriko, Bishogeg Urza, Bebezid Lo Urza. Bame, Devorim Amurim, Biachir, Avabitzibur, Ben Bishogeg, Ben Bebezid Urza. And if it was a carbon of an Akum, Ben Bishogeg, Ben Bebezid, Ben Beones, Ben Berotzain, it's not Urza, because it says Ratzon Lahem. Okay. Ramino, this is what we've been referring to as the second Braita. Amatzitz meratza l'adam v'ala basar ala chelav shenitma ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid ben b'ones ben b'rotzen ben b'yochid ben b'tzibor. Blatant contradiction. Omer of Yosef is no problem. Omer of Yosef rabbona. The Tanya in tormin min atamei la torim torim b'shogeg truma to truma b'mezid in truma to truma. Why? Because obviously of a knas. There's never a difference in the Torah between shogeg and mezid. It's a knas. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's no knas. Ben b'sharki, ben b'mezid, trumato truma. So if there's no knas, he's the author of the second braita. He says, there's no knas. Wait. Amen. The Shammatei, the Rabbi Yossi, it's only about the knas business. How about the meratza tzitzal achilas? Over here it says nitma basar. Where did Rabbi Yossi ever say that that's okay? Mishamatle. I thought he says dafka not like that. Atanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, atzitz meratza achilas. Yeah, so it must be we got that wrong. April, Rabbi Eliezer Maratzitz, Einatzitz Maratzal Achilot. Rabbi Eliezer Maratzitz Maratzal Achilot. Matki for Rav Shesh, what is this? That there's a conservative seminary. We mutzit afachtala. I mean, I'm going to show you, you create more problems than you solve by changing the gears over here. Because you end up with Rabbi Eliezer now contradicting himself. As I'm going to prove to you now, a bit lengthy proof. Votanya, Yachol Basar Shinitma Lifnei Zrikat Amim, or Basar Lifnei Zrikat Amim without Shinitma, as Rashi points out. Yechayavin Alav Mishum Tuma, Talmud Omar Kol Tahor Yachol Basar, Vanefesh Shetochal Basar Mizevach Hashlamim Asher Hashem V'tumato Alav Nichrata. This implies that only Basar was Nitter L'Tahorim, or Yechayav Alav Mishum Tuma. But if it wasn't Nitter L'Tahorim, Yechayavin Alav Mishum Tuma. Maybe we should say, "Eino ella nechal atorim chayel mishum tuma." B'sheino nechal atorim ein chayov and mishum tuma comes to be motzi not the merely the case where there's an ozrika, but let's be motzi the case of the lawn where it subsequently became inedible, or it was yotze subsequently became inedible, because after all, in terms of the situation right now, it's not nechal atorim. Talmud Lomar, no. Asher Lashem, anything. Reba. So if it's Reba, we should be Marbe even Pigel. And Notar, we just said that's the case of Lon. You said that's I mean that. Pigel, like Notar. Talmud Lomar, Mizevach Hashlamim, that's a Miyot. Okay, so now you have a Reba and a Miyot. Now you're telling me arbitrarily. Mara Itel Rabota Te'elu, the Lon and the Yotze, and Bimotze the Pigulim. Very simple. So now say to yourself, Amrit, Marbani etelu shaitalem shata kosher, Motziani etelu shaloitalem shata kosher. You will ask me if that's the case, if Basar was nitma, kedem zrikas domim, and now you eat it achar zrikas domim, it never had a shas heter, it should be the full equivalent of the lan and the yotz, the bigulim. And instead you're making the equivalent of the Ilan and the Yotze. Mibnei machayavin alav mishum tum'ah. Very simple. It's because the tzitz was meratze vis-a-vis this din, that it should be considered to be normal basar, even though it isn't. Okay, so now, I want to be medayik for you, says Rav Sheshes, to prove that you cannot be ma'apich the girsa. Why? Because it's stressing only Tuma. How about Yotze, okay? So who is the man, the Omras, that says that Yotze lo? Man Shabbat, the Omra, and Zerikam, and Yotze. That happens to be Reb Eliezer. Now here it says the Tzitzis Maratze Alafilas, okay? So don't come and tell me, let's switch around casually and carelessly. Reb Eliezer Shita with Reb Yotze Shita, if you'll end up with a contradiction. Okay, says Rav Chista, fine. So you know what? I accept what you're saying, and I'll make the original teretz slightly different. It's saying Harabbanan Harab Yossi. I will now say Harabbanan Harab Eliezer. Wait, you can't do that. Even the Shamat and Harab Eliezer, you've only proven that Maratza Tzitz Alachilot. You have not proven to me the Lokanis. Oh, I certainly can prove that to you. I'll prove it to you the same way. I don't know why you thought you had such a great proof of Reb Yossi, but the same proof you had of Reb Yossi, you have with Reb Eliezer. Because, look, Reb Eliezer, back in the case of Truma, where you use now Tomei produce, over there it says that Bein B'Shogig, Bein B'Mezer, Shumata Truma, Liba the Reb Eliezer. So there you go. Well, but I mean, it doesn't really prove it, because, after all, I would have gotten around to asking you this about Reb Yossi, of course, but now that it's your opinion, for sure I can ask you. So now, if Emet HaShamatai L'Reb Eliezer is Dafka B'Truma, where do you see by Kachim? By Kachim, do you ever see that he holds that Lokanis? It's Chomor, Mishamatai. Well, I certainly do, because otherwise we have nobody, okay? We're left with three. We have three possibilities. It can't be the Rabbanan. It can't be Rabbi Yossi. Who do you think it is? Imkeinu Aman Tarme. Ravina says, what's the problem? There's no problem between these two brayot. The difference between the two cases is very simple. One is referring to Tuma. The Tuma, Bein B'Shogig, Bein B'Mezid, is indeed Hurtza. That's the second brayot. The first brayot was referring to Zorako. Zurikato b'shoge gurtza b'mezid lo urtza. Rav Shila says, you're on the right track, my friend, you just have it backwards. Zurikato ben b'shoge ben b'mezid urtza. Tumato B'shogig rotzah b'mezid lo rotzah. And according to Pshila, how do you figure the language? It says, Hodik tani shenitma ben b'shogig ben b'mezid. It's mashma, that's a question of the tumah. No. It means shenitma, meaning of course shenitma b'shogig, then ben b'shogig ben b'mezid, meaning you were zorko ben b'shogig ben b'mezid. Well, how about this bright, Tashma? Dam shenitma v'zorko b'shogig rotzah b'mezid lo rotzah. Mashma is going on the Zerika. No. It means dam shenitma, that you were zorko. Whether the zrika was dam b'shogeg ben b'mezid, but only, of course, the case was where it was nitma originally b'shogeg. Then it's words of b'mezid, low words. That's what it means.